Vespers tonight will be led by Judy Matteson, and we will start out with the hymn out of the Red Hymnals, number 659.
Luke 6:36-38. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Pretty good, huh? You know, when you're pastor, sometimes you wear a stole, and that's not what this is. But it sort of reminds us that our theme is the many-colored grace of God. So grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Well, the other day, Cecilia in registration said to me, "I bet purple's your favorite color." And I said, you know, I had to stop because I wasn't sure what my favorite color was all of a sudden. I think it's probably usually been blue over the years, but I wear a lot of purple when new people are coming in so that they can identify. She's the one you have to talk to about chalet housing. And it has grown to be more of a favorite of mine because there's a book. It's called When I Am Old, I Shall Wear Purple. And as I now near 72, I think to myself, I guess I qualify. When I was young, our family was not sophisticated about color. For example, we had a color we called sky blue pink. I know what that refers to, but who else would know what we were talking about? I did know that if I wore gold, I'd look terrible, or army green. And this week I discovered that if I wear bright colors on the trail, every fly in town will come to see me. So wear army green. One day my younger son, who then probably in preschool, kindergarten maybe, was dressing for school. I usually let them choose what they wanted to wear. And he came out and he looked himself over and he said, "I don't have any orange on." He thought that to be well-dressed, you had to have every color, which is why I'm well-dressed. That son now is a father of my first grandchild named Maggie, and you can form a line over here right afterwards. I'll show you her picture. She's 6 months old, and one of the few reasons I want to go home from Holden. We live in an age of multiculturalism, so color, there's more color in our world as a rule. Michael, my son, in fact, is African American, and we see a lot of different colors and skin colors these days. Not so much at Holden, maybe, but in many other places. And there are always festivals that are colorful, and we see flags here in the village that are so colorful. And this is the mystery to me, is how is it every year, though, in the fall, when the new cars come out, the new cars all have the same colors. This year it's sage green. Another year it's some sort of tan. And I figure there's collusion going on. Somebody, either the paint makers or the car makers, have figured this out, because we all have to buy basically the same color cars in order to be in style. But color weaves in and out of our lives in so many ways, in our emotions, in our experiences. And between the 19th of August when I arrived and today the 12th of September, I've had two losses in my family. And I was very close to one of them. Her name was Dorothy. When I think of Dorothy, I think of blue, bright blue eyes. She was just something. And she was so intelligent and lively and with it, you know. She remembered everything. And we had a nice visit the day before I left. And I did think that I would see her when I came home. But Dorothy was 102. And so she couldn't wait. And she is now moved away from this life. And she had grown tired of living. She did say, "What's the use?" And one day as I kissed her goodbye and I'm waving, "I'll see you next time," she said, "Just don't live to 102. And I could understand that. But for me, she was a gift of grace, because she was my touch point with memories of that whole side of my father's family. She knew the history, the secrets, the happinesses, and I will miss her greatly. And it causes me to wonder what's the color of loss. And then within 2 weeks, another relative, this man's name is Roger, who was the husband of a second cousin, who I didn't know all that well, but who I really liked, because he always wore a brown suit, and because he had nice brown eyes, and he worked for GM. He was just a loyal employee in Cleveland, but he had a wonderful way of teasing people. It was kind of his little gift. He could just nudge his wife just the right way. "Oh, Roger." And we will miss him, even though we didn't see him often. And I wondered, what's the color of absence? These theme vespers on Monday nights, as we have said, are about the many-colored grace of God. And the phrase, from the passage from which that comes is in Peter. "Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. Stephanie did some background work on that, Steph, our co-director, and she pointed out to us that this was written to a young church by Peter, a growing church, and the phrase, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another. Manifold can be also said to be many-colored. And what a wonderful image. Manifold, variety, many-colored. And I thought also of the word mosaic. The mosaic of grace, full of blessings and forgiveness and cheerful service. Serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. So I'm going to give you just a moment, maybe a minute or a minute and a half. It'll seem like a long time, probably. Just to review your day or your last few days, and do that in light of what kind of grace has been poured over you in these last hours. Let's pray. Thank you, God. I think of the recent moments of grace that have come to me. A nurse who didn't want to hurt me, taking out that pesky sliver, that splinter. And the people whose eyes and balance helped me down the hill on a dark night, never counting the cost or expecting prepayment. The woman I owed an apology to for 20 years. I hadn't seen her for that long, and she came to Holden not long ago. And I just needed to tell her. And it wasn't like a major problem between us, just a little ragged edge that I remembered. So I apologized, and then it was over. Grace, it was over. We have here the gracious gift of community. All these staff members, just think of all those personalities, all those unusual things that people do, all those wonderful things that people do, and one might choose to be annoyed by all those differences. Choose to be annoyed, or choose to accept that it takes all of that mixed up stuff in the world to make a world. All those people who take a different place and have a different stance and a different opinion and a little more information in this area and a little more beauty in that. It takes all of us to make that world. I thought about Pentecost. Red, isn't that the color of Pentecost? And how at that time it was such a multicultural experience. I'm very close to a group of people who I would say are fundamentalists. They just don't believe or express their faith in the same way that I do. And this can be hard. And I I don't always want to choose to like that. I do resist it. And once I wrote, theologically, they're not like me. Or at least their terms are different, and their mannerisms and background. I'm uncomfortable with them. Perhaps that's how the people felt at the first Pentecost, surrounded by differences, languages, just gestures. There was so much excitement and confusion and noise, I probably would have avoided the crowd. I prefer private meditation, orderly service, and English. Still, someone in that group would have spoken my language, because everyone needed to hear. When the messages sound different, the spirit may still be the same. Perhaps I need to listen more, carefully. Whether we're with staff or guests here at Holden, we engage in each other's lives. We talk. We meet such interesting people. And rainbows start to appear. This is the grace of community, the many-colored grace. Look around this room. Look at the color. It's all over the room, all over the village in those flags we've referred to, and this natural world around us, the mountain ash berries. And so it is in our relationship in God. There are dark days of loss. There are deep blue mysteries where we're trying to discern. There are days of sun and pink and sparkles. And this week, there is that moon. Most of all, we've been given days of grace. When we recover from illness, when we fall in love, when someone forgives us, when we make a long-sought decision. Grace, grace, grace. Gift, gift, many colored gifts to be shared. It is a gift to be needed. It is a gift to believe that the kingdom is here. It is a gift to get over anger. It is a gift to be loved by a child. Give thanks for the many colored gifts. Share the grace. This world will be blessed with rainbows. Amen, so be it. Let's sing hymn number 768, loud and fun.